coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. He's not on the cross. Brothers and sisters, do you know who we really are? I said, the glory of God is in you. The glory of God is in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Have you seen it? 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Okay. Read verse 6. Verse 6. No, I'm not hearing you. Take it again. I didn't hear you though. Verse 7. God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness will shine in our lives. Check it. What does it say? No, is that a promise? So why are you still waiting? You see, faith is what? Calling real what we do not see. It says it's a conviction of their reality. It is a conviction. Many people are the way they are because they have no convictions. When you meet a man or a woman of conviction, you know. When you have no convictions, your life is vacillating. You can't be trusted. You are reactionary in different ways. Fear dominates. You think some people are against you. You think someone is working out something that will destroy what you have planned. That's not the way. A man of conviction is different. He says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The light, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. He has shined in our hearts. He is not going to shine. He has done it. He says, the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Don't you understand what that is? Now this is mind-blowing. He commanded light to shine out of darkness, to come from darkness. Light. God commanded light to come out of darkness. He didn't say that God lit up the dark. He said he brought light from darkness. Only God can do such a thing. To bring out light. That the darkness became the source of that light. He commanded. And light came out of darkness. He says, that God has shined. That God has shined in our hearts to give the light. That term is fortismos. It means to overflow with light. Overflood a place with light. To give the light. The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Then he says in that seventh verse, but we are not going to have. It says we have. This is a present tense reality. We have this treasure. No, when you think your life is empty, how can you relate it with this? We have this treasure. See, I've got treasure in me. The question is whether or not I know what that treasure is. It says we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. In other words, so men don't have to look at us and wonder, oh, is that what the power is? No, he says the excellency of the power is of God. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Earthen vessels, vessels of clay. You look at us, we look ordinary. But inside us is this treasure. Listen. If you fail in life, you have yourself to blame. I tell people, if you had an F in class, you could still be a success. I don't recommend it. Because every little success you get encourages you for more. So don't allow those things in your life that make you fight and fight and fight. The little successes you get give you confidence all the time that you can do more. But every little failure is a challenge. When you fail, now you have to fight harder for something that should have been easier for you. Now you're fighting for something you should have known. You still there? So, if you have a problem in an area, at work, and finance, anything, if you already failed in anything, no problem. Because there's hope. The problem is if you fail in things about life. If you have a D in life, you are sunk. How can you have a D in life? Well, I'm not very sure of how people get D's in life. I know how you can have an A in life. So I can teach you how to be an absolute success. I may not be able to help you know how to fail. You see, but I do know that if you ignore those things that make you succeed, you are sure to be among, you know, those who are down and out. See that? Listen. Success in life is a requirement. Don't settle for anything behind. Be number one. First class all the way. Number one in your field, be the best. Are you listening? Doesn't matter what it is. Because you owe God a duty. to bring out that which is inside you. You owe him a duty. He says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure. We are not praying for it. We have it. I carry a treasure in me. This is the treasure of the glory of God. He says, the reason God shined in my heart is to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God as it reveals Jesus Christ. So he says, in the face of Jesus Christ, he shined in me to reveal him. It is a responsibility. I cannot be but excellent. Say, that's my life. Oh boy. That's your life. This week, for example, you make up your mind. You're going to be tops in everything. In everything. In whatever you do. In whatever you do. Do you drive a car for someone? Keep it excellent. Let it be clean inside and outside. Be excellent. Be number one. Are you a cleaner in the office? Make where you clean different from everybody else. Don't be the one complaining. If we had the things to clean it, why wouldn't I clean it well? If we had. Don't be that kind of a man. Get the things you need by yourself. Because what you're doing there represents you. Are you hearing me? Yes. If you're a nurse, don't be the one they're always waiting for. Where is Miss So-and-so? You're always late. No. Know your job more than everybody else. Know your work more than everybody else. Are you a school teacher? Be number one. Don't come to class forgetting the things you wanted to teach. Then you say, okay, now there's test. Because you don't remember anything. Now there's tests. There's tests today. There's tests. Every day there's tests. Because you didn't read. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him, and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.